言的话。
Yes, top of the evening to you one and all. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and you are listening to your host, the diva, the Cecile. Yeah, so this evening we're coming to you live and direct, and we're going to be talking about our project, Give Back Jamaica, and we're going to get a few updates this evening on where where our project is at this time, and the many things we have going on, and we want to share this with you this evening. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be hearing from my co-host, Dr. Ev. Fingers crossed. So for you who are listening and have not known about this Give Back Jamaica project, it is giving back to the Crescent Primary School, formerly Crescent All Age School. And we are not only giving back, we're not going to be only giving back to Crescent Primary School this go around. The next, this go around, the last go around we gave only to Crescent. So the next go around we'll be donating shoes to more than one schools, including the Crescent Primary School. We have pledged 1,500 pairs of shoes, and we definitely are aiming to reach that target. And with your help, we know we're going to reach that target. So stick around with us and listen to what we have to say. And we continue to ask for donations. Yeah, we continue to ask for donations for this project. It's not just the Kickers Club, as we have dubbed it, where we give a pair of shoes to a child. We're also talking about feeding a hungry child, you know, that's giving lunch money to a child and giving bus fare to a child. As my co-host always say, we in Jamaica don't have the yellow bus system where a child can just get on a school bus and get to school. A child has either to walk to school or take a taxi or take a bus. And we are also asking for donations to help offset the cost of these children. Bus fare. We're also talking about the Bellyful program, where you feed a child, give a child lunch, and as I've always said, empty bags can't stand up. Allow me to get my bearings together. I'm having a headache, so yeah. So yeah, hungry bag can't stand up, and so we're asking for donations for this. So you who are listening to me, if you're listening right now, or if you're going to be listening on the in the archive, please go to our website, the givebackjamaica.com, and it's all laid out there. Donate whatever you have. I think there's a slot that says other. Apart from you have the different programs that you'll be donating to or contributing to, I think there's a slot that says other. So if you don't have $50, $30, $40, a $10 will do, a $5 will do, even a $1 will do. So please, please, please go to our website. I think, let me open Dr. Eve's line. Dr. Eve, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. You heard what I just said. So, please go ahead. Please add to what I just said.
Yes, I mean, the wonderful work of our folks that's here is absolutely, and I mean, I know you're going to be have your thanking list. So, but I have to tell you the contribution that we're getting for the Jamaican kids who are so well in need of. I had a conversation last night with someone who were really telling me that when they were in Jamaica, they really never have a shoes, and he would love to be a part of this, and I was just so excited. So, as you said, we're aiming for 1,500 pairs of shoes this the coming August to get ready for September month. And we are on our way there with our team. And as a matter of fact, those of you who are listening in, and if you'd like to join on our fundraising team, we would love to have you. Just give us a shout out on our Facebook page, Give Back Jamaica. Wonderful. We need everybody to come on and make our page go viral. You know, this is how the thing works. So even if you don't have a donation, you can help us to make this page go viral. This is our future. This is our country. Want to heal up. Also, we're talking about our countrymen. We have downhill skiers. Jamaica don't have no snow, but we have all of the ambition in the world, and there is nothing that we cannot conquer. So sponsor a child program. We have the Bellyful program. We have the Kickers Club. So much of the program we have. And, of course, if you have some idea how we can expand this, we would love to hear from you, too.
Very good. I just have to take this opportunity to give shout outs to all the persons who have donated so far. All the persons who have donated so far, contributed to this worthy cause so far. I'm not going to call all the names tonight because I don't want to get in trouble, but because there are some persons who have not yet written down. Definitely. Shout out to all who have, you know, donated so far. You have been doing excellently, and I implore you to just continue giving, give until you can't give no more. Some persons have told me that they'll be continuously giving. I'm not sure where that is right now, but I know persons have been contributing, and I hail you up big time. Big up on yourself, all who contribute. Big up yourself, because I know these children, when they get these shoes, they're not just going to mash them up like that. No, they're going to cherish them, because from the experience we had in September where we saw these children receiving their shoe, and I can tell you, and Dr. F can also concur with me on that, these kids were so happy. They were so happy. You could see the joy on their faces. it was a joyous occasion. I'm not saying that these children have never gotten shoes before, you know, but this experience for them was one that they've never had before, for somebody to come in and give them a pair of shoes, somebody from foreign. Because when I was growing up, if I had somebody from foreign to give me a pair of shoes, that would be an awesome thing. Definitely so. But, yeah, continue to give, and you'll make a child's life really, really better. Because I earlier said, empty bag can't stand up, and barefoot now wear again. Barefoot used to wear in Dr. F time. Barefoot now wear again. So please, come on. Some person who don't know what barefoot is.
Big grunt come down. Not in a fashion no more.
No, that now wear again. Dr. F, that now wear again. You know, and it's a joy. It was a joy to see. And you can testify to that. Only them, their parents' faces. And know that the people are going back to school. Kids are going back to school now. It's not like in the height of the pandemic when we had, you know, everybody staying home. You know, they're going back out now. So people want shoes to wear to school because, you know, oh my goodness. Want a pair of shoes to wear to school. You know, it bring up your self-esteem. Bring up your self-esteem, man. And I know what a low self-esteem can do for a child. I know, because children get teased, and it's not really easy to get teased and survive, because I know somebody who got teased at school, and it stopped her from learning. It cut her off totally. Not everybody can handle this. Not everybody can handle teasing we call it teasing in Jamaica. We not tease people and call them all kind of name. Barefoot, dirty toe, dirty foot. No, we don't want that. We want these children to have nice shoes on their feet. And we know that the children are our future. And our future, their future depend on us. Their future depend on us, Dr. Ev. So,
yes,
go ahead and,
man, yes,
and tell
yes,
and
yes.
tell our folks, tell these folks who are listening again, how they can donate.
Well, I mean, anything, one Coca-Cola basket, you go to our Facebook page, Give Back Jamaica. You can email us, givebackjamaica@gmail.com. We also have a website that details all of what you'd like to know about each program, www.givebackjamaica.com. You see how easy it is? Everything is on streamline. And we are working with Friendship. We're going to be including Friendship this year. Crescent, we're having tons and tons of email from other schools explaining how, boy, bring some of the shoes up in other country for the country children. Don't forget them.
The Orange Field Primary School is one of the schools we'll be looking at too. So we're not just sharing the love with Crescent alone. So it's not because Crescent is our first love, because that is where we went to school. So that's our first love. But we're taking the love a little further this time. So it's going to warrant more work, more donation, more contribution. So come on aboard. Come with us. Come with us. And
yeah,
help.
We had one to big up a donor last week who donated a desk to a child.
Mm-hmm.
We had the one desk, one child
one
initiative.
Child.
Want to talk up Mr. Aldridge for his generous donation of having a child seated on a desk, you know, because, you know, our environment has to do enhance the learning. And if you have no bench to sit on, pun, and literally that's what some of the kids don't have, a bench to sit on.
Mm-hmm. And tell them, Dr. Ev, that, you know, based on what the principal's report, he had told us that the desks that were used, like in the 60s, are still the desks that are being used presently.
Yeah, absolutely. Those desks were some hard bark of the bush desks, make with pine and all of that thing. But I don't
times, you know, we, our body mass was really very small. We had to care for those desks, polish them and shine them and take care of them.
Yes.
So it's no joke business. You know, that's where we first start to learn responsibility on our desks. We couldn't mark them up and treat them no bad way. So they really have outlast their time. 30, 40 years, the principal has said that he has to try and cut them up and repair some and do all kind of reusing. But, you know, they have done their time. And in the advent of COVID, you want a one desk to a child, because those desks that we have, a tree, we have to sit in one desk. And trust me, this is how you learn to live with your neighbor very well.
Uh-huh.
Because who would have pushed you off a desk or who, you know, talk to? You have to
yes.
learn, especially if you are in the middle. Especially uh-huh. if you are in the middle.
You know, Dr. Ev, I remember I used to take polish, floor polish, and the coconut brush to school to
yes.
shine, polish and shine
yes.
the desk. Yes.
Absolutely. That's how much pride we have. That's how much pride
we
have.
We took in the desk. Yeah, that's how much pride we took in the desk that we sat on then. And so go ahead, help a child. We want to make Crescent, we want to restore Crescent. We want to bring back Crescent to its former glory. As Crescent, we have said this so many times, Crescent has been the envy. It has been the envy of all the schools, not only in Jamaica, but the Caribbean. You hear that? The Caribbean. So we want to bring back Crescent. We want to give Crescent the state-of-the-art thingy. We want to make Crescent, the students at Crescent, you know, when they talk about the passes and so on, the exam results, where the child sits, you know, where the, how the child learn, what kind of chalkboard the child have. We escaped a lot because we had the black and white chalkboard, blackboard and white chalk. And we sit down all the way far, far from the teacher because the classrooms were big, but yet they were crowded because you have about 55 in one class. So the classrooms sometimes were dark, and your eyes to see the chalkboard and the black against the white, it did a lot to us, but we didn't know that. So now that we know what it does to us, what the blackboard and the white chalk will do to you, we are trying to change all of this. We are trying to give Crescent, you know, state-of-the-art stuff. And please come on board, help us, because helping a child, helping one child, creating a future for that child is also creating a future for you, because you don't want these kids to be criminals, because based on what is going on in Jamaica and the crime rate is so high, you don't want these kids to become statistics. We don't want these kids to become statistics. We want these kids to get the opportunity to be their best, be themselves. So yeah, help us to help a child. So go to our website, the givebackjamaica.com, all set out there. Donate. People from Crescent, past students of Crescent, we're calling on you. We are calling on you to give back. Give back Jamaica Crescent, because many of you who are past students of Crescent have become successful in life, and Crescent is where you got your jump off start. Yeah, a lot of persons didn't go to baby school that time. We didn't go in a kindergarten and a preschool. Sometimes they just went straight from home to grade one. But sometimes you go to grade one reading because you might have older siblings and you'll take books from them, and, you know, you'll read their little books in the evenings and so on, or they'll teach you, because, you know, everybody sit around in the evenings and do homework and so on. So you catch a little thing here and there. So you learn to read. So sometimes you just leave from home to grade one. You didn't go to no preschool and a kindergarten. Them is something that, like a basic school we have at Jamaica, and not everybody went to basic school. So you just went straight from yard to school. So Crescent has done a lot for many of us who just went, especially from straight from yard to school. So give back something to the school, man. Give back something. And last year, we did so well last year, and we're counting on you all to make this year also a success. Please, we're counting on you. The Kickers Club, the One Desk, One Child, the Bellyful Program, the CARES packet that we want to give to these little girls and boys. You know, little girls, you know, start getting as far as a grade four, you know, you want your little deodorant, you want your little things for your hair, you want nice underwear. We are ready to provide all of those for these kids. Because trust me, I know what it has been like. I know what it has been like. Growing up in Jamaica, then it was cool. It was nice. It was safe. But then you didn't have a lot of things. You as kids, especially my siblings and I, we used to hustle. We used to go bush and go look ackee and mango and sweet sap and go out on the roadside and ply your wares, sell your stuff. And that was how we got money to help at home and to help with school money, school lunch money. And we never started about bus fare until we reached high school. Because we used to walk to school, and we kept very fit from walking. Walk to school, walk back home for lunch, and then walk back to school again, and then walk back home in the evenings. So we were fit. No fat pitney never around them time there. And if you see a fat child, you know, you used to tease them and say, fatty boom boom. Then we had no fat kids because we walked everywhere we going. We walk go market. We walk go church. We walk to school. We walk go everywhere. We walk go wood, bush, woodland, go pick, go look wood to make fire. Yeah, we walked everywhere. We walked everywhere. And these kids, no, it's different now. Kids, so many schools around, so many schools. So kids can't walk to school because some of these schools are far away. So they need a little money for your bus fare. Kids coming as far as from Spanish Town, Sligoville, all the environs of Angels, you know, to. So you can't walk. They just need a little bus fare. And there's also the sponsorship program where you sponsor a child, giving that child either from $100 down to $70, even $50 per month will help that child find a little food at home and get to school. It's not a lot. We know it's not a lot, but it's just, you know, a little drop in the bucket. But it works. It helps, especially these mothers in Jamaica. They'll take any little thing and make a big thing out of it. So you can sponsor a child. And when you sponsor that child, you become the child's auntie or uncle. You know, you get to see the child's school report. The child get to speak with you. You become an actual uncle or auntie in the child's life. You know, a real auntie or a real uncle. You know, you know what's going on in the child life. The child is like your child. And we've had quite a few persons who have sponsored children back in Jamaica. And it's going nice. It's going really, really, really great. So if you can help us with that too. Two people can come together and you know, make a sacrifice. Let's say you live in a family. I mean, two persons in a family can come together and say, you know, give me a $50 this month, give me a $50, and they send this $100, go get the child. Yeah, make a difference. Make a difference. Makes a difference. Make a whole world a difference. Because I know personally, if I was getting any form of help, my mother had 12 of us. So if we were getting any form of help, and basically we all come out bad. We not come out bad in the sense that we're gonna prisoner, you know. No, we not come out bad. Everybody come out with something. If it's even a trade, we came out with. But it would have been so nice. We would have probably gone a far, 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 far way if we had any form of help. Any form of help down the road. Yeah, we'd have come out really, really, really far. Yeah, so again, give back. Give back. Go to our website, Give Back Jamaica, and do us that favor. And I'm asking, please, 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 go to the website and make your donation. Make your donation. We are counting on you. We are definitely counting on you. And, you know, some people, you know, have a lot of things to say, like, oh, you know, people are having up a lot of kids. And so it's not the kids' fault. We're not even thinking about the parents like that. Yes, we are thinking about the parents, but we're thinking about these kids. We're thinking about these kids. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. And we don't want them to be statistics. We want them to be who they were meant to be. We want them to fulfill their utmost. Because at Crescent, the motto says, only the best is good enough. And only their best will be good enough. And we can help them to achieve this. We can help them to accomplish this. We definitely can help them to accomplish this. So, in the meantime, let me run some. So, yeah.
Hi. What's up, girl? Oh, Chris? I don't hear from him for a long time, you know. Chris all over the world. Yeah, yeah, I'm so proud of him. Hold on. Okay. No, I'll have to call you back. I'll call you back a little later, shortly. Alright, good.
Mama, where would I be, Lord? Where would I be? Where would I be without my mama? Mommy, me love you, there's nothing I'd put above you. No house, nor no girl, nor no car. Stand firm in all my life, nothing about you. From a barn, me and you are far. Mommy, I'm a princess. Mommy, I'm a dance. First lady in my life, a girl I'm beyond that stand. Special dedication to the big woman. From your love, your mama made me see your hand. The bus a blank to your mama, lighter for your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you for your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy. She bring you come here. From your heart, help me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Mama never had it easy at night. Many days I don't know how we survived. We held on cause our mama's teaching. And in the scripture she blessed her believes in. Real thing, if I never mama, I wouldn't believe. Rosa blanca for your mama, lighter for your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you for your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy. She bring you come here. From your heart, help me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Hey yo, how come my mama this year? How come my mama this year? We gave her first, I'm last. Yes, all of this. I feel my mama this, yes, I feel my mama this. Anything you want, you are getting something from it. So anything you want, anything at all, anything you need, mama, no prayer to God. And this is the reason for you. Rosa Blanca for your mama, lighter for your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you for your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy, she bring you come here. From your heart, tell me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no.
So you better pull up the wire for your mama now. Pull up your mama, sing low to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy. She bring your song now. You know I tell me sing one.
For your mama.
Hi, what's up, girl? Oh, Chris, I don't hear from him for a long time, you know. I'm Chris all over the world. Yeah, I'm so proud of him. Hold on. Okay, no, I'll have to call you back. I'll call you back a little later, sure.
Since I was one, three people, my mother alone, with the responsibility in her hand. She said the heart to be sent us to school. She wanted us to grow like fools. And now I've got to give thanks for the good things she has done. Oh, mama, I love you too.
Show CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and we're talking about giving back to Jamaica, giving back Jamaica Crescent. And people, tell your friends, tell your neighbor, we're begging, we're asking for donations to
100 pairs of shoe to Crescent and a few more schools. Last year we did good. We want to do the same thing again, or even better. What do you think, Dr. Ev? You don't think we want to be better this time?
Well, I love that music that you play, Mama, because we're playing Mama to those children, and this is, we are Mama to the children of our nation. And when I hear that young man saying, hey, Mama, you do your best, it's up to me now to do the rest. I mean, you carry me this far, is up to me now to take the lead and also return the favor. I mean, I am just kind of, it just gives me goose pimples just hearing those words of that song. And this is what we're doing. Hey, we got something. It is up to now to us now to give back. And when we're talking about giving back, it's not $1 million. And, of course, that would be so very welcome because can you imagine what we can do with $1 million in Jamaica? But it's just every little thought, every little bit of everything that you contribute in whatever way, whether sharing the word, whether getting the word out there or making a contribution, whether volunteering in our organization, every single thing really helps.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. And we are nights after Sunday, nights after Sunday nights, we're here asking, begging, especially persons who have been to Crescent School. Once you walked through those doors back then, please, do child, help a child. So go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and it's all laid out there. It's all laid out there. Just give something. Just give something. I know we're all giving people. So come on, man. Do something for us.
For our country. Once again, I want to big up all of those guys and girls and even kids that are contributing on our website, www.givebackjamaica.com. I want to particularly heal up strongly Mr. Aldridge, who have donated one desk for one child. You know, we're going to name your desk when you get your, when you donate a desk, we're going to put your name on the desk also. Donated by, come on. You know, what else could be better than that? So we have, you know, we also, we try to get these children that we are forwarding your gift to, to also have the gratitude to give back and pay back, and their payback is taken care. What we do with these desks, when a child is leaving that classroom where that desk is and a new child comes in, we have a handing over ceremony. Come on. What else could be better? And we have so much wonderful things with our Give Back Jamaica program. We want to expand, but all of donation depends on you, the vitality, the strength of your donation help us to move mountain. And trust me, a whole heap of mountain Jamaica we have to move. So help us, definitely help us. We not only we so appreciate it for the kids, but the mothers who are struggling so hard because they're the backbone of our country. They are the persons who are standing up with their children when there's no other help. Mama is there. So when you're helping the children, you're also helping Mama as well. And we are being aunties, as we call them, with our sponsorship to this program. We do have a sponsorship program. You're welcome to sponsor a child. We will give you update on how this child is doing. The sponsorship of a child for lunch, just $25 a month would give a child food for a month. And so they can stay in school. We have the bus fare and lunch, which is $50. We have a sustainability, which is $70. We have $25 for bus fare, $25 for lunch, and $20 for auxiliary books and any kind of so need that the child needs throughout the year. So we have, I mean, you know, we try to tap into every aspect of the child. And the donations, we try to make them affordable because we know that folks who contribute, especially folks who contribute, I mean, are some of the folks who are struggling themselves here. But they feel obligated to make sure they forward their blessings.
That is so true. That is so true. So, folks, again, go to our website, givebackjamaica.com. Make your donation. Okay? This is the Caribbean Radio Show. This is Aris Radio, the Knowledge Station. And we have about a minute to go on the show. So I'll just take this opportunity again to say a big thank you to all those who have donated so far, those who have made their contribution, be it a male, female, boy, girl. I mean, there are so many names. I don't want to miss out on any, so I won't. I'll put the list together for next week, and I'll give these names out next week. But this is this has been a wonderful show so far, and to you all who are listening, have a beautiful week. This is the end of the week. Have a beautiful week, and please stay safe with all of that's going on. The weather, the toxic weather, or should I say the weather that is on steroids. Please be safe, keep warm, and have yourselves beautiful, beautiful week. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. Bye.